Welcome to the Natural Enquirer Reader Series, brought to you by the Natural Enquirer Program. These amazing publications are intended for early readers from kindergarten through second grade. It's time to read along. Whenever you hear, turn the page. To begin, turn to page one now. Ready? Let's begin.
Meet Dr. Hoagland, a part of the Natural Enquirer Reader Series. Woods Yowl wants you to meet his friend, Dr. Sarah Hoagland.
She's a scientist.
Dr. Hoagland is a member of the Pueblo of Laguna, a tribe whose reservation is in New Mexico. She went to her reservation as she was growing up. There, she took part in many tribal events.
The Pueblo of Laguna is a separate nation, like the United States and Mexico. The reservation is land that the government sets aside for the tribe. The reservation is located near Albuquerque, New Mexico. Many of the buildings in this photo of Laguna Pueblo are made from adobe. Adobe is made from sun-dried earth and straw. The thick walls of adobe help keep the buildings cool during the day and warm at night.
During some of these tribal events, the tribal members pray for the animals, the plants, and rain. They care about the land and the plants and animals on it. Dr. Hoagland cared about animals too. She had a pet cat and a dog named Hooter. Hooter got his name because his bark sounded like an owl's hoot. Dr. Hoagland wanted to care for the land too. She went to school and became a scientist. She studies animals.
What plants or animals do you care about?
One of the animals Dr. Hoagland studies is the Mexican spotted owl. The Mexican spotted owl is one of the biggest owls in North America. Mexican spotted owls live in places that have dry canyons or mountains with forests. A canyon is a narrow, deep valley with steep sides. A canyon forms when a river cuts through rock.
Mexican spotted owls can grow to be 19 inches tall. Their wings can spread as wide as 45 inches. How tall are you? You can use a ruler or measuring tape to find out.
Now let's take a look at the words in the circle on page 7. These words say, Mexican spotted owls live in areas across the southwestern United States and Mexico. These places are called the Mexican Spotted Owls Range.
A range is the whole area where an animal lives. Look at the map. Do you live near the Mexican Spotted Owls Range?
The owls like dry canyons with steep cliffs. They can build nests on these steep cliffs. The owls also like thick forests with tall, old trees and smaller trees and bushes.
Dry canyons and thick forests? These places are very different from each other. Where would you rather live? In a canyon or in a forest?
These thick forests, with trees and other plants growing close together, are also in danger of big wildfires.
Not all wildfires are bad, but some wildfires get very big and can damage a lot of land.
To help prevent big wildfires, workers may remove some big trees or remove some of the smaller trees and plants.
Cutting down some of the trees in a forest is called thinning. Thinning takes away plants that might make a fire big and dangerous.
If workers change the forest to stop big wildfires, will the owls still like their habitat? Dr. Hoagland knows this is a hard question to answer.
A habitat is the place where an animal lives.
One way to help find the answer is to map where owls live and find out more about those places. Scientists can watch the habitats to see how they change. Scientists can also look for other habitats the owls like.
Now let's take a look at the words in the circle on page 12. The words in the top circle say, "This adult pair of Mexican spotted owls will stay together when it's time to lay eggs and raise their young." The words in the bottom circle say, "Young owls, like this one, start out with soft, fluffy feathers."
Scientists ask questions like, "What kinds of trees grow there?" Or, "How close together do the trees grow?" What other questions would you ask about the owl's habitat?
Making maps of owl habitats can be hard work. It can take a long time for a person to travel to each habitat. Sometimes the habitats are in places that are hard to get to. For example, a person may have to walk a long way to reach a habitat.
Have you ever gone somewhere that was hard to get to? If so, where?
These habitats can change over time, too. A road can be built through a forest habitat. A wildfire could damage the habitat. Small trees and plants can grow up in an open forest and make it very thick. A person has to travel to those places again and again to see if they change.
Now let's take a look at the photos on page 15. The top photo says road. The middle photo says wildfire damage. The bottom photo says thick forest.
Dr. Hoagland and other scientists made maps of forest habitats. One way to map owl habitats is to take pictures from space.
Now let's take a look at the words in the circle on page 16. These words say, "Different satellites, like this one called Landsat, travel around Earth and take pictures of the planet over and over."
A satellite is a man-made object that travels around Earth. Many of our phones use satellites to make calls, send messages, or give us driving directions.
This Landsat map shows Albuquerque, New Mexico, a city near Laguna Pueblo. Areas that have trees and other plants are green. Buildings and roads are gray. You can see the Sandia Mountains to the east of the city.
The maps Dr. Hoagland uses are even more detailed than this one. They can show how tall the trees are and how thick the forest is.
Dr. Hoagland compares these maps with places she knows have owl nests. She can see how forest habitats change year after year. She can make predictions about whether owls will still like their habitats as the forest changes.
Now let's take a look at the words in the circle on page 18. These words say, "Can you find the owl in this photo?"
A prediction is a guess about the future, based on what we know now.
Dr. Hoagland's research helps people make good choices about taking care of forests. Learning about owls helps us protect their habitat.
These maps can even be used to study other animals' habitats. That's a great way to care for the land and the animals on it. We've asked a lot of questions while we learned about Dr. Hoagland and Mexican spotted owls. Here are some other interesting questions to think about and answer.
Woodsy wonders.
1. Name two states in the southwestern United States. Do you live in the southwestern United States? Hint: look at the map on page 7. 2. Think of an animal that lives near you. Describe that animal's habitat. Where does the animal eat and sleep? 3. Dr. Hoagland uses maps to study owl habitats. What are some other things we use maps for?
Here are the new words we learned in this reader.
Woodsy's words.
Adobe, a brick or building material made of sun-dried earth and straw. Habitat, a specific place where a plant or animal normally lives or grows. Prediction, a guess about the future based on what we know now. Range, all of the areas where a plant or animal naturally lives or grows. Reservation, an area of land set aside by the government for an American Indian tribe. Satellite, a man-made object that travels around Earth, the Moon, or another body in space.
Now you can color your own owls.
Try this.
Dr. Hoagland makes maps to study the habitats of Mexican spotted owls. Can you make a map too? With a grown-up, go outside and pick a safe spot to sit down. On pages 26 and 27, you will draw a map of what you see.
1. First, draw yourself in the middle of the map. 2. Next, draw the things you see in front of you. 3. Then, draw the things you see to either side of you. 4. Last, draw the things behind you. You might draw trees, fences, playground equipment, plants, streets, and signs. You can draw anything else you see, too. When you finish your map, answer these questions. 1. What was hard about drawing your map? 2. What was easy about drawing your map?
If you drew maps as a class, compare your maps. Did everyone put the same things on their maps? What are some differences among everyone's maps?
Bonus. Pick a spot on your map away from where you were sitting. Draw a path on your map from where you are sitting to that spot. How would you give someone directions to that spot? You can write the directions down or tell them to someone. See if someone can find the spot you chose using just your map or your directions. My map.
Thank you for reading along with Meet Dr. Hoagland. Woodsy Owl has been inviting children of all ages to explore and care for the natural environment since 1970. Woodsy Owl, in partnership with the Natural Enquirer Reader Series, helps introduce children to science and the natural world. In each reader, children meet a Forest Service scientist and learn about what that scientist studies. Woodsy encourages children to listen to what scientists have to say, to see what scientists are studying, to ask questions, and to understand what scientists are discovering. Woodsy's motto is "Lend a hand, care for the land." As you read, look for ways the scientist lends a hand and cares for the land. Help your reader discover ways to lend a hand too.
Wasn't that amazing? Did you learn anything exciting in this book? If so, be sure to tell a teacher, another student, or a parent. The Natural Enquirer Reader Series is provided by a partnership with Find Outdoors and the USDA Forest Service. The USDA is an equal opportunity provider, employer, and lender. Download this publication, other publications in the Reader Series, and many other resources from the Natural Enquirer's website. All of our resources are free to download, and they're written for students at many different grade levels. So join us in inspiring the next generation of natural resource scientists and engineers.